Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Building You, exclusively with Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Glad to have each and every one of you on. Always excited. Today is Monday, June 12th, 2023, as this recording. Always a pleasure again. We are talking about all things AI so that we can accomplish our dreams and desires, so we can get everything that it is we desire and deserve. Without further ado, I'm about to hand it over to our master trainer for the morning, okay? Young lady who has been doing a fantastic job and is going to continue to do so. So I'm excited to hear what we're going to talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Miss Deanna Marie.
Buenos morning. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's get started. Okay, so last Friday, Wonderful class. Antonio said that, well, he started off with, he's going to ask some Socratic questions. So we're going to be using AI to brand your name and business, part two, Grace. No, because he didn't, he gave it a different title last week, right? Friday, he gave it, okay. So we are going to be talking about using AI to brand your name and business. And he said that he was going to ask some Socratic questions to everyone. So I'm going to, the questions that he and I come up with, so I'm going to ask these questions and we're going to break them down. So everyone, put on your big kid hats. So we are going to get creative.
This would be a part two, because on the 8th, that's what the topic was.
Oh, I thank you. Part two. Thank you so much, Grace. Everybody needs a Grace. That show would have had two with the same name, and then went back and be like, oh, I did that already. Crap. Okay, well, we'll just name this one part two. but I would have confused myself. I'm not even going to lie. I would have confused myself. And I'm like, I know I didn't do. Okay. All right. So here, so using AI to brand your name and business. And we're going to start with the Socratic questions that Antonio and I came up with so we can really dig into just how much AI, artificial intelligence, not just ChatGPT, yeah, try saying it 10 times fast, can do for you, but other artificial intelligence and how it can do it for you, what it can do, how it can break everything down for you. Even going back into past business successes and failures. So we're going to start with that question. So how can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? So let's talk about it.
But that, now,
that's the first question. I think I sent you the questions, Grace. So we're on question number one. Okay. So everything that you've ever heard us talk about in business, everything that you ever heard us talk about with artificial intelligence, now let's break it down how we can use it to really just hone in on our businesses to make sure that we don't make the past mistakes that we made before, that we maximize on the successes that we have.
I'll tell you one thing that came to my mind just kind of quickly. If you look at statistics, businesses, especially new businesses, are high failure. They have high failure rates. So I think I would start there, not expecting to fail, but expecting to fail, meaning, okay, if it's possible that I'm going to fail, tell me what areas that usually happens in, and then what things could I do to minimize my possibilities or my minimize the chances that I will fail, or at least maybe if I fail, it won't be immediate. It may take a little bit longer for me to fail. So I think that's how I would use it, because a lot of times it's underfunding, just not having your vision, all this, there's lots of things, but of course I don't know it all. And I would love to see what the chat would say some of the warning signs are and some of the actions that we take or don't take that puts us in those positions.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That is a good one, because if a business doesn't fail within the first year, it's set to fail within the next 5 years. So if we use the artificial intelligence to make predictions, then we can, whatever platform we use, we can ask it, hey, most businesses fail within the first year, from the first 1 to 5 years. Can you give me a list of mistakes that these businesses make? And then give me a plan on how to combat these failures, so that I don't make these same mistakes.
Wow, that is so important, because a lot of entrepreneurs and people starting small businesses are really totally unaware of those things. They're so excited about what they're doing and they're focused on that they miss all of that. And then they wonder what happened at the end of the year or 5 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, even with that, you can even take it a step further, and you can talk to artificial intelligence and get trends on the businesses that did
survive. I found this on the web.
I didn't ask you to do that, though. Ain't nobody even talking to me. It's all in my business.
That's it. Okay, you said you could ask it to get trends.
Oh, so you can also, so we can ask artificial intelligence to give us the top reasons why businesses fell in the first 5 years, but we can also ask it to give us the reasons why businesses succeed within the first 5 years. And then we can take those and we can put it into another artificial intelligence platform and ask it to analyze our business using both sides. So we can see, okay, well, businesses in the past fell doing it this way. So give me a plan, or give me some type of step-by-step process so that I don't make these mistakes. And then you can go to the other side. Okay, these businesses, these are the, what's the word I'm looking for? These are the similarities of businesses that did not fail within the first 5 years of business, and they're still successful. So here is my business and what I do. And give me a plan using what these businesses did for my business. So that's one way you can use artificial intelligence to better understand past business successes and failures. So how else, for those that just hopped in, Grace, if you can put the question back in chat for them. So how else can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? Now, what we just talked about are, let's say you're starting a business or you're in your first year of business, like Ms. Adonia said, so that I don't fail or I don't make the same mistakes. But what about if you're already in business and you've been in business? How can you use artificial intelligence to better understand your past business successes and failures?
You could tell it what you've been doing in your business, and then ask how you can improve on what you've been doing so that it can succeed even more, or if you have done some things in your business that failed, you know, let artificial intelligence know, hey, this is what I've done in my business, and it failed or it didn't go the way I planned, because my plan was for this to happen. What can I do in order to make this happen? I don't know how to word that, but yes.
You worded it perfectly. You worded it perfectly. Because if I made mistakes, so I'm going to use me as an example. Why can I not talk this morning? Come on, Monday.
Tongue twist is going on this morning.
Man, I tell you, it's a Monday. My body's like, I'm not ready. I mean, you tried to wake me up. I wasn't ready. I don't even know why you're still trying. Based on what Grace just said, come on, Deanna, get it out. Based on what Grace just said, we can use artificial intelligence and we can put in data from our successes and be like, okay, these are the successes I've had in my business. Analyze this and tell me, how can I keep doing this? We can also put into artificial intelligence, hey, I messed up. Here's how I messed up. Tell me, how can I fix these moving forward? And what can I put in place so these messes don't happen again? All right. Who else? I like this. We're having some conversations this morning. How else can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? Now, you may think, oh, well, I didn't have a business then, but like Miss Adrian has a ministry. Ministry is business. So Miss Adrian can take it and she can say, okay, artificial intelligence, this is how my ministry has succeeded in the past. So analyze this and tell me how I can continue to do this and how I can build upon this. Okay, now this is how my ministry has failed in the past. Analyze this and break it down to me step by step how I failed. And then tell me how I can better this so I can succeed in this. And you can do it for any business. You can do it for, because I've, in the past, Grace and I have heard people say, oh, well, I have a nonprofit. A nonprofit is no different than a regular business. The only difference is there's a little extra paperwork. And there are some stipulations that go along with it. Trust me, I am learning it. But it's still a business. So you can do the same thing with your nonprofit. If you haven't started it, you can do what Miss Adonia said before and analyze the data from other businesses that didn't survive past the first year and then didn't survive past the first 5 years. Or another thing y'all can do is you can call the Sorrentinos and ask them because they've been in business for 40 years. I'm just saying. Humor consultants have been here about the same age that I've been on this planet. Now, if that's not success, I don't know what is. All right, so
without killing each other.
That's the other thing. A married couple raised a family and has been partners. Not, oh, Miss Susan is the secretary, Mr. Phil running the casino. They've been partners in this for 40 years and have not killed each other. Now, if that's not success, I don't know what it is. Because some people can't even spend 2 hours with their spouse and not want to kill them, let alone 40 years in business. So first off, congratulations. I just have to applaud that. That is amazing. I am learning. That is amazing. Hey, Queen. All right, so for those of you just see him. Nice to see you. Miss Janice. Hey, Miss Janice, Chef Jay. All right.
Deanna, when yes, you ma'am. When you say that, I have flashbacks of times that, you know, we did have conflict, but we hung in there. You know, we hung in there and we didn't let it. I mean, just because you have a conflict or disagreement or other issues doesn't mean you quit.
Come on. If that's a lesson in itself. Let me tell y'all something. That is a life lesson, but a wonderful business lesson. Just because you have conflict or disagreement, just because you hit a wall, does not mean you quit. You just work through it. And let me tell you, it's been plenty of times, and I'm sure all of you have gone through this, where you've been in your business, even just starting the business, and you hit a wall. You're like, you know what? I just knew it. I knew this was going to be too hard. I knew this wasn't going to work. So I'm just going ahead and I'm going to shelf this. I ain't even going to touch it no more. It's collected dust. Had a couple of cobwebs. You went to move, and it's like an inch thick layer of dust on it. Yeah. And then when you go back to knock it off, you're like, ooh, you know what? I ain't even gonna bother. I'm just putting trash. I ain't gonna worry about it. That is a word, Miss Susan. A word. All right. Now, for those of you who are just joining us, we are still talking about using artificial intelligence to bring your name and your business. Now, last Friday, Antonio said that he and I came up with 30. Make sure I have my numbers right here because I done did some stuff and did some other stuff. Yeah. 30 questions, 30 Socratic questions. And we are on question number one. And that question is, how can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? Now, Ms. Adonia so wonderfully suggested this morning, you can use it to analyze other businesses and how they succeeded and how they failed. Because most businesses, most startup businesses don't, because she was saying a lot of these new businesses that started, they're out of business now. But if they knew how to use their artificial intelligence to analyze other businesses that have failed in the first year or the first 5 years or succeeded, they could have probably combated whatever they had coming their way. She used examples like funding. Sometimes they don't have the proper funding. So now I present this question to you. Those who are just joining us, how can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? And the floor is open.
I want to touch on what Susan said and about that feeling like you just want to quit. I promise you I do that like every day.
Oh, you're not alone. Trust
me. Like, this is just too hard. It's too much. I'm crying. I'm tired. I'm irritable. And I don't like being there. But using chat.
We got you.
It has helped me to go the distance of where I would have never been before. So even just analyzing myself and what I've been through, I can put before people what I've been through, not in words only, but on a system that people can read. And they can get a gist of it of themselves so that they can, you know, do that for themselves. Just saying.
No, wonderful. Thank you. And you are not alone, Miss Sandra, because it'd be some mornings I wake up, I'm like, yeah, no, I ain't doing it today. Nope, I don't want to. But then I tell myself, Deanna, you can't quit. You didn't come too far.
Yeah, because you have to give yourself a motivational speech.
Every morning.
Every morning. And especially knowing that things are not going to come to you like you want it to.
Right.
But you're reaching for it. And it's like, oh my God, it should be right here. Where is it? And it's not coming. So it's difficult. And to know that I'm still going regardless, that's big for me, which is why I said what I said yesterday about people being behind me. It's crazy, but you don't know the difference that you make in people's lives. But if they're moving and they're continuing to go forward, rather you see them or you don't see them doing it, the fact that the difference was made in their life is important. And that's important to me because of knowing where I've come from and what I've been through. abuse is not something that people want to raise a hand and step out and say, oh yeah, I've been abused, I did it. That's not how it happens. It's not that everybody jumps up and say, I'm going to support you, and that's not how it goes, because it's something that comes with a lot of shame. So when I say that I have to analyze myself, and when I say that I'm healing forward, it's because I know what's happening and how people feel. So I can show them that they can still do it, starting where they are right now, so that they could be free from that feeling. There's a lot that goes with that. So I thank Antonio T. Smith Jr. for putting ChatGPT in front of me so that I could grasp a hold of that and work on my craft of ministering and getting my program up and running like I see it in my mind, along with the other stuff that I want to do.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Miss Andre. There is, Miss Andre, you said something that triggered part of the conversation that we had on Friday from the recording from Antonio's dad. You say, you know, I'm putting in the work and it should be right here, but it's not. Well, one of the things that I got out of that call was for me, see, Antonio, everything has been based on his effort. And his dad said, it's no longer about your effort because you're not doing it for you. Since you're trying to change the world, you know, it's now it's based on God's effort. And for me, everything always just came to me. Like literally, it just, if I wanted it, it was there. So how I took that as, okay, Deanna, it's not going to come to you like it used to. It used to just lay in front of you. You wanted it, you got it. Now it's time for you to put forth the effort to get it done. So Miss Audrey, you on point, and it's a struggle. It ain't easy. But we got this, and we can all do this. Like, I have faith in all of us. There's nothing that we cannot do. No matter how old, no matter how young. All right, so how can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures?
Hey, Deanna. How is everyone doing this morning? But I can kind of answer that question in regards to when I'm doing the podcast. Okay. It helped me in regards to the description on the topic I want, that would attract people to actually understand the topic is going to be about and those type of issues versus me coming up with something and not getting a feel of if we will or would not attract those individuals to want to come and listen at the time and at that place. So that's the success. But prior to it, I was struggling. And even when I have a thought of a topic and I don't think it'll go well, ChatGPT will also assist in coming up with a topic that is more appealing to the audience.
Okay. All right, so you use it to help take what you're doing and discover the trends that are within that. So artificial intelligence for you personalizes what you're doing to draw in a specific, to draw in your audience.
Right, right. And even now I've expanded to where I am doing mobile notary to come up with various names, how to word it and all of that before I ended up creating the website for it.
All right. Come on, Mr. Jafia. So using it to personalize the experience as well as before even building your website, you used it to make sure that you had everything in place that would draw your audience.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And I'll end up asking it for other AIs in other areas like AI copy or an AI that builds websites, durable, you know, different stuff like that.
Come on. There we go. All right. Queen Renee, I saw you went to unmute twice. Come on.
I did. I was thinking one thing that I'm still learning is, like, I know my audience, but one thing is knowing where my audience is. So lead generation is something that I'm getting comfortable with, but I need to kind of figure out where I can kind of poll my audience, different things like that. And I know that's something that ChatGPT could help me with, because it's I've gotten the jargon on how to, like, on my posts and stuff like that, how I can appeal to people. I'm really good with that. That's why every time I do a blog of some kind, I always do a post, because I want to send those feelers out. But I think for my actual my clientele, I can also do that as well, to kind of be like, okay, all right, to kind of pull a little bit, so I can, you know, depending on what kind of interactions I'm getting and kind of go off with that. So that's something that I definitely could use AI for, to help me be like, okay, this is what I'm offering in my business, okay, blah, 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 and then kind of going from there. Because I think in the beginning, I was focusing more on people. And even though, of course, people are important, but I'm realizing that for my business, it's more business, because there are businesses that need writers. People may not necessarily need it, but businesses more so probably do more so. So I've been learning kind of where my appeal is, because if people in businesses know about me, then people will be like, oh, well, I need this for what I'm doing, but I want to appeal to businesses and stuff. So I know AI could help me to kind of figure out, like, okay, what are some places I could go, or what are some people that really will need me, so I can roll with that.
Okay, so you're saying that for you, artificial intelligence can be leveraged to not only help you identify successful strategies, but also to help improve, if what I'm hearing right, in your decision making. So when you use it to identify successful strategies, I heard you say, yeah, you know, I did it like this before, and so I can go back to those clients, the ones that you were successful with, and mm-hmm. learn and go from there. And then you can also, it helps you, you can use it to improve your decision making. Because once they say, oh, well, this is what we like, okay, well, since they like this with artificial intelligence, I can use this, and it can analyze what they like about it, and I can continue to make those decisions and make them better.
Right. Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Come on now. Who else? Who else? Well, not who else, but the question is, How can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? The floor is open.
Oh, let me say this too. I think it will help you find out what your voice is for whatever your business is. It will help you to know what your voice is. ChatGPT really came in really clutch for me when I was doing my business plan. When I was doing mine, it really helped me because it helped me to know, like, okay, how I can separate my business from other writing businesses, other ghostwriting services, how I can make myself different, because there are a lot of writing services out there, but not they don't look like mine. So that's something that ChatGPT really helped me with. But you know what I'm saying? But then you can really detail according to whatever your business is. But finding your voice was probably one of the biggest things that changed. It really changed my business, because I was kind of like this, kind of going a little bit in limbo, because I didn't really know my voice over, and I really didn't know the plan, you know what I'm saying, where I want my business to even go. So I think a business plan, if you guys don't have one, it'll be good for you to have one, because that'll help you to find your voice. It'll help you to know that unique, I think one of them is the unique value proposition, which is one of them I had to do. So it'll really help you to find your voice.
It definitely will. Thank you, Renee. And trust me, a business plan will pull stuff out of you. You'd be like, I didn't think of this. I didn't think of that either. Man, I didn't think of this either. It'll pick your brain.
Yes, it will.
Right. So how can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? Who else would like to take a shot at answering this question? And there's no right or wrong answers. So please understand, there's no right or wrong answers. How can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures?
Deanna?
Yes, ma'am.
I think, you know, putting in what you've accomplished so far, percentage of revenue, and what you've, you know, and expenses, and then what you're left with, and then see what it says about how you're doing financially in your business.
All right. Well, that's awesome. So if I'm understanding what Miss Susan just said correctly, you can use artificial intelligence to discover the trends within your finances, within your business. And then you can ask artificial intelligence to break down to you, okay, so if this is the financial trend in my business, this is where I want to get. So help me and break down to me some steps, or give me a process that I can do to make sure that I follow the trend going up and not the trend going down. Did I get you right on that one, Miss Susan?
Yes, and then ask questions after that on what strategies I should use for blank, what could I do better here? Then continue it. Don't just look at it and say, oh gosh, I'm another business. You know, try to ask more questions, more details. Just keep digging deeper.
Okay, so not only using artificial intelligence to discover your financial trends, but then also identifying your successful strategies. All right. Thank you, Ms. Susan. I don't think we thought about the financial patterns within our businesses. Okay, who else? Who else would like a shot at answering this question? How can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? The floor is open. Hey, Ms. Adrian, come on.
Hey, good morning, guys. Going off of what Ms. Susan just said, like you can take all of the things that you have and ask it to put something together for you if you don't know. I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, and I don't know what to do next. And it'll give you next steps. It will, you know, like if you don't know the direction, as in like what Renee was saying, when you're writing something or you don't know who you're talking to, you can ask it, you know, I tend to be in this kind of area and I speak about this, you know, so who should I be marketing it to? You know, you might have the wrong avatar, as they would say in that world. Like you might be putting it to the wrong people. So you explain what you have, what you've done, and it will tell you whether, you know, that part was good, but then you can take these people and you can channel them here. You know, if you, like Ms. Susan said, once you ask a question, it's funny because the way you guys talk, you prompt it, but you're prompting it to give you what it is that you want. So the day that you don't have a what you want, you can ask the first question and then it will break down a whole bunch of everything. And then from the everything that it breaks down, then you'll be able to sentence by sentence it and ask it to develop that if you don't have that. So you know what I mean? So like you can start with just simplest idea and then just ask that question and say, I wanna be, you know, I wanna be an influence, but I don't know how. I do keynotes every Tuesday, but I don't know what. You know what I mean? Like you can give it real simple info and then it pukes out so much and you're like, wow, I wasn't even thinking that. You know, but now you have a whole nother way to go because you weren't thinking that. And ChatGPT is gonna give it to you. And then if, like you said, like, For me, it has given clarity and then showed the people. And then from all of it, you can go all the way down, like I said, just simply asking, how do I have this conversation with the person? You know, where do I find these people? You know, how do I go about finding people? Like, so you can ask all of them, or you can go the other way. I've been in the room with millions and billions of people, but how do I get my idea in front of the people?
That's a good,
you know, because sometimes we're in the room, but we're not, you know, we're watching the room and the other people are handling whatever they're handling. That's the, like, you could look at that, like not a failure, but because you're there. But if you talk to the computer, chat's going to teach you how to structure something to get it in front of the proper people. That's what I would say. But all that you guys are saying is like everything. Like if you ask it the one question, it'll go. That's how it starts. Like you ask that question and then whatever that response is, you go for it. I tell you, I have all kinds of stuff. Things that you wouldn't even think of, you know? And then, I mean, it's just, now when you're dealing with trends and stuff, trending topics and things of that nature, ChatGPT is not good for that because ChatGPT is only good for what they know.
So anything trending right now, ChatGPT is not going to give you the information because ChatGPT is not programmed on that information. Like, that's what we have to also understand. So like when we talk to chat, it's only giving us from last year or whatever, whenever it was stopped. Like, so if you ask about things that are happening now in China and things that are happening now, like in Florida, you know, you don't get that. You don't get pertinent information of today using your chat. So if you're, you know, it depends on what you're looking for and how to do it. But when it comes down to it, I believe that it'll fix everything. Failures and accomplishments.
See, that's my co-host. Yeah. Speak on that, co-host.
Another thing you can ask it is, based on these areas in my business, what other areas could I expand my business on to increase revenue?
Mm.
So you might not have thought, it's kind of a different way of what Adrian was saying. It's more for just basic business. She's going deeper into her own business, which is great. And she's had success with it by asking all these questions. She's gone out there and done what it said to do.
Right.
But asking a specific question on your business, what your focus is, what you've been doing, what other areas in this field could I expand my business on? And then when it says something, ask it further questions. How would I go about this? All those things.
There we go. So I heard a few different things in there. I heard personalizing experiences, because that's Miss Adrian was saying, yeah, I asked it a question and it gives me something that I would have never thought about. And I just keep asking questions. So she's personalizing the experience, not just for her, but for her customers. Then she's also going through the continuous improvement of it because she's always asking more questions. And she applies what she's doing. So she's also establishing and identifying successful strategies. All right. Miss Susan, you heard what Miss Susan said?
If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner aiming to expand or manage your online presence, Dynadot is the perfect partner for you. At Dynadot, registering for a domain is not just easy, it's cost-effective. With services like their free domain privacy, free website builder, and free email address with every registration, along with the robust platform for domain investors to buy or sell domains, Dynadot matches the need of growing digital brands. Their tools are designed for everyone and require no technical knowledge whatsoever. Everything is built with accessibility in mind, from the advanced domain search to their intuitive website builder. On their platform, you'll find industry-low domain registration prices, with domain extensions specifically for entrepreneurs like you who are ready to make their next big moves. Secure your website's domain name today with Dynadot and let your online journey take off. Visit dynadot.com/success to get started. That's dynadot.com/success to get started. That's dynadot.com/success to get started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Too, because she keeps asking the questions there's continuous improvement. She's always improving because she's asking the questions and she's getting the additional information and making the changes.
And you can really kind of go down a really cool rabbit hole, really, because I've had it to, in the beginning, I really was like, okay, this is me. This is me. I am trying to do this, and I have a writing business, but then I'm also a brand, and now I'm going through everything of what I'm doing, and then I'm like, okay, so I need to do this based on what I'm giving you. Tell me how does that look? What does that look like in my business? What does that look like for me if I'm doing this? What does that look like? And don't be afraid to go down that rabbit hole, I guess, because it will, when you prompt it, it'll be like, okay, well, have you tried this? Or have you tried this? Or it really can help, because there are a lot of things like you were saying, Deanna, that I didn't necessarily think about, but it was like, well, yeah, you should think about this or that. But it really to the point where now I've written like some different things, and I'll be like, okay, I need to make sure this is lining up with my brain. I need to make sure this is lining up. So let's, you know what I'm saying? I even had it to proof something for me, and it was like, yeah. And then I literally went and rewrote it, and they were like, yeah, you definitely gave a whole lot more clarity in your rewrite. This is really good. And I was like, great. So I'm going to pitch this to a magazine, because I'm like, okay, great. Because I wanted to kind of iron out the kinks. But yeah, don't be afraid to go down that rabbit hole, because it will really help you to have more of an eyes on your business or you as an influencer or whatever it is that you're doing. It'll really help. It's gotten for me to the point where a lot of stuff is even more effortless, because every time I write something now, it automatically lines up with my brand. It automatically lines up because it knows kind of like, okay, yeah, it already knows where I'm going. It already knows what I'm wanting to do. And I want to establish myself as a resource as well. So I want to be that person people are like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, don't be afraid to go down the rabbit hole. It's pretty cool.
Can I give Renee a suggestion? And this is to anybody, yeah. Actually. But when you talk about rabbit holes, okay, so you're talking about whatever you're talking about, whatever the subject is, right? So like Deanna told you, I do ministry. So most of my stuff is like, I might be doing a show. So I'm talking to ChatGPT now about my show, right? Well, how would the intro be? And then, you know, just put all the stuff in. After you get all your stuff, ask for some dynamic topics. I need a dynamic title. You know, I need something that's eye-catching or something, right? So it's going to give you 10. If you feel greasy, ask for 10 more, whatever. Save all of them. Okay. Because now they are all titles of something that you can then go in more depth of writing on, but it's all still on that same one topic, whatever you were talking about. So like you just said, you want to be that influence, you want to be that person. So because of me, I'm talking about, you know, bringing the community together and things of that nature. So everything that I write is like, okay, it's about, oh, okay, so this the lady, you know what I mean? So every title that you have, I just been copying them and pasting them. And so like, I have a file of possible titles.
Oh.
Okay. So you're the writer. So you would have fun with that kind of stuff. So that's a rabbit hole suggestion for you.
Thank you, Adrian. I like that, because I would ask for the titles, but I wasn't saving when it would give me a list. I wasn't saving them. So okay, definitely. Thank you.
All right, we is in it on this day.
Tiana.
Yes, ma'am.
One thing, as everyone was talking, that this kind of popped in my head. Even though chat tends to be the most popular, it's just really big in the way they threw it out there. It went in front of a lot of people that got down to the level that we are all at. There's a lot of other AIs, it's not just chat. So one of the comments was, it was Adrian, and she was accurate about saying how the chat GPT in particular stops to think about year 2020, whatever year it was. I'm not exactly sure what the year is, but there are other ones that are a little bit more updated. I believe Bard, which is Google's, I believe they are, because they use their system, which is Google, to get their data. So you can, don't just rely on chat, even though chat really is, well, it's my friend when it act right, but it's really, you know, it's really a good aid for us. But there's so many others out there now that I don't know if we want to just rely on one. Go to some of the other ones. You might get similar, but then you might get a little bit something that's different and maybe even more current. So I don't know if people know that. There are many, many. I've been on a lot of webinars recently. There's just a lot of different AIs coming out. Everybody's selling it. Everybody wants to tell you how to use it. They need to talk to Antonio and learn that we already got this on lockdown. But anyway, but because I've never seen anything as good as here. But there's a lot of people, again, teaching it and prompting and, you know, selling, you know, books for how to talk to and blah, blah, blah. But chat is just one of many, because AI really has been out there for a long time. It just hasn't been available to us at the level that we are at, you know, us common folks.
No, and I thank you, Ms. Adonia. I do, because you're absolutely right. There are other artificial intelligence platforms out there. And what I'm going to do is, I'm actually going to post a list of them in a short description of them in the chat for you all, because Ms. Adonia is right. You know, there are other platforms out there. Hopefully they all post. Yes, they did. Bam. And with these, so you have TensorFlow, which helps computers learn from data. So it'll help you analyze data from your businesses and find the patterns that worked and that didn't work. Then you have IBM Watson, which also analyzes data and gives you insights on the successes and the failures and the trends to help you make better decisions in your business. Then you have Google Analytics. And through Google is the internet, okay? There are other search engines, but they're just there. They don't really exist because your laptop and your phones come with a certain type of search engine. And I don't know about y'all, but I always end up downloading the Google search engine. And you can use the Google Analytics to look at the data from your websites, to look at the data from ads that you post, to look at the data from everything and tell you what works and what doesn't work and help you understand what your customers like. And then you have Amazon Personalize, which is like an assistant that helps you understand the individual customers and suggest personalized offers. So you have I always say this word wrong, so y'all work with me, but Microsoft Azure, or is it Azure?
Is it Azure?
I don't know. No. You said it right, Grace.
Okay.
You said it right. Azure. Thank you, because I always say it wrong. Microsoft Azure Machine Learning. So it helps the computer understand and analyze data. See, when it comes to artificial intelligence, it's all about analyzing data. It analyzes the data for you and helps you out. Then you have Salesforce Einstein. Well, it recommends the best strategies to help you improve your business success. Now, I'm running through these quickly because I posted them in chat and they will be in the notes. Then you have Tableau, which uses data. Uses data in colorful charts, which is something that I would actually give me colors. I read in color, okay? And because I read in color, if you give it to me, if you make it colorful for me, I got you. But what it does is it puts it like in colorful charts and makes it easier for you to understand the patterns and trends within your business. Then you have something called Rapid Miner, and it helps you discover the hidden patterns in your business, like your personal business. So, and it helps you make better decisions. So imagine you've been in business for 2 years now, and you're like, okay, I'm struggling a little bit. So you have Rapid Miner, you put the information in there, it analyzes everything, and it shows you, okay, these are the patterns that we recognize. And come throughout the year, you're doing good. But come around between the months of May and August, you suck. So here's some suggestions that we can help you with so you can, you know, make better decisions and not suck between the months of May and August. And then you have one called H2O.ai. Now that's like having a magic crystal ball that can help predict the future of your business. So what it does is it analyzes data and it makes predictions so you can plan ahead and you can adapt to the changing trends. And then you have Alteryx, and it's what it does is it handles the data analysis and other tasks. So what this one does is it automates tasks for you. It helps free up time so you can focus on the creative and strategic aspects of your business. So it handles the day-to-day tasks or other tasks that automate. So you can automate the task and make it easier for you. So Ms. Adonia is right. There are other platforms that you can use for your business to help grow it, to help just analyze everything from the patterns within your customers to the patterns within your business itself. You can even break it down and analyze the patterns in your sales. If you're recognizing that this particular product sells the most during Christmas, then you can use that and you can analyze it. Okay, so if it only sells during Christmas, what customers are only buying during Christmas? And then it analyzes that data. Because remember, we even talked about an artificial intelligence platform that once the person is on your website, it automatically pulls their data, their name, email address, and phone number for you. And then they can analyze that information and help you with your business. All right, getting some good stuff on this morning. All right.
Now, these are tools to do what? I'd like to put a title.
Oh, these are tools that you can use. These are tools that you can leverage to help brand your... hold on. Okay, these are tools that you can use to analyze the past and business successes and failures so you can do better.
That's the best I can come up with, Grace.
That's it. Thank you. One day.
All right. All right, so who else? How can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? I know it can be used to analyze customer feedback. It can be used to analyze the people that visit my website. And it can be used to analyze my sales. So I can understand what worked well and what didn't. That's when the sales funnel comes into the pipeline, the sales pipeline comes into place. I can use artificial intelligence to analyze my sales pipelines to let me know, okay, I had 100 people, excuse me, I had 100 people visit my website. 75 of them actually clicked the link. And of those 75, 50 of them actually put it in their cart, but only 10 of them followed through with the purchase. So artificial intelligence can analyze that information for me and help me understand why only 10 out of 100 that visited, why only 10 of them actually purchased. And then it can break it down even more for me and analyze of the 50 that actually put something in their cart, why did only those 10 follow through with the purchase? Maybe there was too much that they had to click. Maybe they got distracted. Maybe I need to make it easier. Maybe I need to make sure my one-click method is in place properly. Maybe they didn't have enough information. Artificial intelligence can analyze all of that so I can increase my sales as well as find out, okay, that didn't work, but this worked, so I can do more of what worked. I can also use artificial intelligence to automate my tasks. So when it comes to sending out my newsletter, I can do my newsletter. I can do all 12. If I do it monthly, I can do all 12 for the year and schedule them to go out. If I do it weekly, I can do all 4 for the month or 5, depending on how many weeks in a month, and schedule those to go out. If I need to send reminders to people, I can automate that using artificial intelligence. For the people who didn't purchase, I can use artificial intelligence to automatically send them a message. Hey, you forgot you had this in your cart. How about you go ahead and finish with your purchase? Reminding them that they was gonna buy something from me, but they didn't. So let me remind you that you was going to give me your money. Just in case you forgot that you was going to give me your money.
Hey, Marie.
Yes, ma'am.
Queen Renee asked, how often would you do a newsletter?
It depends. Now, that is completely on you. Me. I personally have, I actually have all of my data and everything, my information and everything to do it once a week for 52 weeks. But then you have some that only do it once a month. It just depends on your audience, what you're actually doing, because my newsletters would be along the line of something motivational for the week to get you through the week. And then each day there's something different to help you out. And then there's some days where it's just, you know, one day it's just a journal prompt. Hey, for today, here's your journal prompt for today. Now, what I can do is I can either spit those out daily, or I can put them all in one newsletter and send it out on Monday. It all depends on you and how you would like to do it. If you want to keep your email database hot, I would recommend once a week or every 2 weeks. But if you know they're already, but if your audience knows you and you know you just want to send something out just once a month to keep them updated on everything going on for that month, then send it out once a month. But if you want to keep your email database hot, I would say at least once a week. But it all depends on you, the content that you're putting out, and your audience. You may have an audience that's like, I'm cool with once a month. But then you may have an audience that has to hear from you weekly. So it all depends on you. All right. So the question is, how can AI, artificial intelligence, be leveraged to better understand your past business successes? And that's a lot. That's why it's a whole lot of S's back to back. Every time I get to that part, Grace, every time. Now it's a lot of S's back to back. Okay. How can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? There we go. I got it out that time. The floor is open. Y'all are killing it this morning. Oh, Renee, you said, go ahead,
Grace. I was just going to say, like you were saying, it can automate your customer feedback. Oh, never mind. You said analyze your sales. I was going to say, hey, you can keep track of the money you're bringing in, the money you're taking out, you know, you're sending out and all that kind of stuff.
No, yes, it can. And then you can use it to find the pattern in the money coming in and the money going out. It's like, hey, you got a whole lot of money going here, but you don't have a whole lot coming in. Or you have a whole lot of money coming in from this area. So you may want to focus on this area. And then you can backdoor and use artificial intelligence to identify the successful strategies in that area so you can keep doing it. But then in the area where your money's going out, you can use artificial intelligence to find the pattern of how it's going out and then use it to improve your decision-making in that area. There's artificial intelligence for everything. Oh, Renee, there's something you said earlier about finding your audience. So you mm-hmm. have an audience, but have you created a community for your audience to go to? Because you have an audience.
I started a group, but then I'm also needing to be more consistent with it. I did start a group. I just need to be more consistent with how I'm posting and stuff. And I'm really thinking, because I put the blogs I do on Medium on my personal on my page. I'm thinking about just making it exclusive to people that are just in the group where they can read it. So I'm really thinking about that, just making it kind of like what, you know what I'm saying, like what we're doing in here. And so if I do something, I want to make it open to the community first.
That's called exclusivity.
Yeah, that's what I'm really thinking about doing, because I've just kind of been putting it out there, just putting it on my page so people know about it. But then I'm also kind of like, it helps and it's good, and people tell me like, God, I read it, but I don't see a lot of, at least what I would personally like to see. I don't have a lot of people that read them, and I'm like, okay, I think I might need to change this up just to see what happens if I make it exclusive, just to see what happens.
So when you say you post it on your page, are you posting it on your personal page or on your business page?
Yeah, I've been doing it on my personal ones because I have followers actually on my personal ones. But then again, I do have followers on my business as well too. So I need to switch up some stuff. I kind of gotten comfortable, and because I'm gaining more followers on my personal one, but then I think I need to put it on the business part, because the followers are there, really on there.
They are.
They are really there. I've got, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. And I think I want to take what and put more personal, what's personal is personal. But everything that's writing, everything, I'm thinking of taking that and putting it on the business, because that's what I do. That's, you know what I'm saying? In the world, in the eyes of Facebook, I am a blogger, which is cool. So, yeah.
So how you do that is you post it on your business page and you share it from your business to your personal to direct them to your business, because your personal page won't analyze your visitors. So you won't, what your business page does for you is analyze who comes to your page, who's on your page, who joins your page. Mm-hmm. So to understand your following, this is artificial intelligence. To understand who follows you and who your audience is, start directing them to your business page. So post on your business page and then share to your personal, because that business page is going to give you the analytics you need. So when people start commenting, it'll show you how many people actually are reading it and you just don't know. Because you may have 100 people reading your blogs.
Mm-hmm.
But if only two of them comment, or two of them say, oh, Renee, I really enjoyed this, in your mind, those are the only two people who read it. But on your business page, 100 people read it. You see 100 people read it. They just didn't comment. So now your thought process is, okay, if they're not commenting, how do I engage them? But right now, you're just thinking two people are reading, when you may have 2,000 people reading.
Okay.
So you post on your business and you share to your personal, because when they click it, it's going to direct them to your business page.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, no, you're very welcome. Girl, I want to help you get your money.
I know, because my husband's expensive. Oh, my gosh. Oops. Oh, sorry. He hurt me. My bad.
Oh, that was too funny. That was too funny. Too funny. All right. Now, wonderful thing. Wonderful, wonderful thing. Rhino Leg does all of this. Plus 2,000 more things. I may be exaggerating, but I probably may not be exaggerating, seeing as it's Antonio. So when Rhino Leg comes out, Rhino Leg will analyze the data for you, find your patterns, help you make predictions. It will discover the trends for you. It'll help you learn from your mistakes. It'll help you identify successful strategies. It'll also help you personalize the experience for not only you, but your customers. It'll help you improve with your decision making. It'll automate tasks for you. And then one thing that I love about artificial intelligence is we can use it for continuous improvement, because it's always analyzing data. It's always taking a look and giving you screenshots of things. It's always saying, hey, even if you, Facebook uses artificial intelligence that I don't think we've all paid attention to. Because another thing on your business page, Renee, is it'll tell you how many people have joined. Then it'll tell you how many people have left. It'll tell you where your audience is from. Like, there was a point in time we were trying to understand when Antonio started his business page, there were certain avatars that we were looking to reach. But watching the analytics on his business page, the avatar that we were trying to reach was nowhere in there. And then majority of them weren't even in the United States. But we wouldn't have known that information had we not had that business page. And so what that allowed us to do was redirect what we were doing. And it also allowed us to see, okay, well, if these people aren't following us, then what do we need to do to reach them? And if y'all remember, way back when, we taught how to do Facebook ads. And we taught you how to build your community on Facebook. It was years ago. And in that, you put the demographics. Where are these people at? So we want to reach the people in the United States. What are their age group, ages 18 to 69? What is their what were their income brackets? Oh, well, their income brackets are from here to here. Okay, great. So we use those analytics to help us. All right. So final question, I'm gonna ask the question one more time. How can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? All right.
Okay. So everything you said, Deanna, was incredibly spot on because, but also you mentioned about you can see when people have left your page or whatever. And I was like, okay. So mine has gone up for the most part, but I'm really grateful for that, but it is also, I believe AI will help you to be able to keep people that are on there. So you can make sure that you are posting more consistently, that I think there was one time that I tried to go live, but I go live so much on my personal, but not on the business, but I could really go live. You could really, you know what I'm saying, get more engagement, because even though I've hit a certain number, but you can still go a lot further. But I think AI would help how you can keep your people engaged. You know, there are certain pages I love to go on to when I get on social media. There are some pages I like to go on to because there's something always going on. I will go on to what's her name's page when I'll be trying to look at a vegan recipe. I go on Tabitha the Brown's page in a minute because I would be like, man, I finally got the stuff. I want to try this recipe, but I will go on there, you know what I'm saying? So I could find out like, okay, what's going on? And I want people to have that same feeling when they're like, well, I need to see what Queen Renee is doing. What's going on? Because I really, you know, she's been able to help me to get to this point. And I wanna keep subscribing. I wanna keep seeing what's going on. I really believe that's how great things can happen. But yeah, using AI to help you to keep your people either in your group or like mine on my business page, keeping them engaged. And when they engage, they probably will refer somebody else to help them go to a new level. So you get all these referrals just because you keeping people, you know what I'm saying, they're engaged and they feel like they're actually being spoken to. That's what I like. If I go to someone's page and they engage with me and they make me feel like I know I'm Renee, but some people, they don't see me as Renee, they see me as a number. But when you made me feel like yes, Renee, I like to keep going on those pages. And I don't want people to have that very same, I don't know what that noise is, but that very same feeling with me. So I think AI could definitely help with that too.
Awesome. Absolutely, Renee. Because it definitely can help you with that. And then the same thing that you do with your blogs, do with your lives. Go live on your business page and share it to your personal. And that will drive them to your business page so you can get those analytics. Because what artificial intelligence would do with those analytics is tell you how many people viewed it, how many people watched the first 10 seconds, how many people watched the whole video. And so now you get an idea of, okay, so this many, so, and then it comes to, okay, so how can I keep people to stay on the video? All right. Anyone else?
I have a question.
Go for it.
So last year, we did a magazine thing y'all did for us, and the magazine was different magazines that y'all were doing for us. Have those been released yet, or are they just on hold, or have y'all released them digitally?
I will ask, get that information for you. Okay. Magazines. I think I spelled that right.
Yeah, I know that would be something that could be used to put before people. And even with different things that have been accomplished, with chat, it could be enhanced, you know, like the magazine cover, however it comes, and then you do just ask chat to elaborate on what that is and what type of people it would get in front of, all that type of stuff.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Oh, and while I'm asking that, those the recordings that were done last year for the events that y'all did, those are on what platform now? Because there are some things that were spoken specifically to my audience that I wanted to put in, but since they got erased from my email, I don't know where to go to get that anymore. So Since things are picking up, I want to put that before people so that they can have something to grasp. So do we find that on a platform that is separate from my email, because I don't have it, or if y'all can resend it, you know, like what we purchased from the, like when Metaverse first came out and all of those events.
Okay.
So when my email got erased, all of that disappeared.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll definitely get those to you. The events, are you referring to like the Mexic conference and those events?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we will work that out, and we will definitely get that to you. And we'll also find out about the magazines and get those updates to you as well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. All right. Now, last week, Law told us about him being on a cooking competition. Sweet. So here is his link. And voting opens today at 1 p.m. Eastern, which is 12 p.m. Central and
10 a.m.
Thank you, Grace. And 10 a.m. Pacific. So here's the link so we can go vote for Law. And again, voting opens today at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. And there is the link. All right. Well, Grace, if you can please give us the lineup for tonight. Oh, Grace, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms.
Can you make sure that you send that? The link to vote for Law?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Grace, if you can post it in Discord.
Okay.
All right. So, Grace, if you can give us the lineup for tonight.
All right. Tonight at 5:30 p.m. Central, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have Let's Study a Book with Mr. and Mrs. Phil and Susan Sorrentino. Mr. Phil, go ahead. Let us know.
Yeah. Of course, the book is The Politics of Love by Marianne Williamson. And we're going to go into the fourth chapter. And if you can be there, it's going to be great. It's called An Economics of Love, A New Bottom Line. And it puts forth her new foundation on how we should really run our economy in a way in which we service the people we need to service. So if you can be there, it's good stuff.
All right.
And then after that, at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, we have the Humor Consultant Show. We like to call it Wins and Challenges. So we celebrate each other's wins and then help each other with our challenges so that they can turn into wins for the very next week. So come on and join us for that as well.
All right, everyone, looking forward to seeing you all tonight at 5:30. Looking forward to tomorrow's question. Oh yeah, we have more questions. We're gonna work it out. Thank you all so much for joining us. Are we missing anything else? Father's Day is coming up. So let's not be the statistics and not celebrate our dads. You know, we go all out for Mother's Day. But when it comes to Father's Day, we'd be like, oh, here's a tie. Nope, let's not do that, please.
That's right.
Let's not do that. Let's take dad out to dinner and a movie. And give him some roses and candy. Well, maybe not roses and candy, but maybe, you know.
Whatever he likes.
Whatever he likes. You know, if he like a box of Cubans, go get a box of Cubans. Actually, no, don't do that. I don't think. Yeah, go get a box of Cubans. If he like his steak with his potatoes, go get him a steak of potatoes. You know, but let's
now do what if that. He want his feet done?
Take him to get a pedicure.
Bad.
A smoke and a pancake.
A pipe and a tank. A bong and a blitz.
Come on, Renee. A bong and a blitz. Hey, okay. But yes, Father's Day is coming up. It is this coming Sunday. So let's celebrate our dads just as much as we would celebrate our moms. Because without our dads, we would not be here. It takes two to tango. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us. You can. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's true.
It takes
emotional damage. I'm just playing.
It takes two.
That's
true. You know, hey, those two may not have agreed with each other, but they got you here, so still celebrate them.
That's it.
I'm just saying. You can plan better. You can dominate. Thank you all so much for joining us. Love you all.
Love you more.
Love you more. Love you more. Love you
more. Oh, Lord. Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.